Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We are on Kuf Yud Zayin number B's. We are at the two dots where it says Ketzad Nafla Deleika, right? So what happens if a Matmati, check about the banks. I'm not a thousand. Ketzad Nafla Deleika. How we said if a fire falls out on Shabbos, so Friday night you could save how much food? 3 meals. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Kama Sudos Chayv Adam Lechol B'Shabbos. How many meals do you eat on Shabbos? How many meals? 4? Really?
Friday night and 3 in the morning.
Okay, says the Gemara, Shalosh, 3 meals. Because in the olden days, they only ate 2 meals a day. Right?
That's all they had.
It was 2 meals a day. There was breakfast, there was like brunch and... Three. Shalosh Sudos. 3. Right? Shalosh Sudos. 3. Reb Chinuka Amar. Reb Chinuka says Arba. 4. Why does Reb Chinuka say 4? Because Reb Chinuka says, like Mr. Schiffer said, 1 at night and 3 by day. Right? And by the way, one second. Where am I? Arba. 4. Reb Chinuka Amar Reb Yochanan. Ushnei Amikwa Echa Darshu. They both learned it out of the same pasuk. They both learned the same pasuk. What pasuk is that? It says Vayomer Moshe. This is a pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, where it says Achluhu Hayom, eat today, Ki Shabbos Hayom, because the Shabbos today, Ki Lashem Hayom, for Hashem today, Lo Zimtzuhu Basada. Don't leave the food out in the field. It says the word Hayom 3 times. It says Reb Chida Kasavar, Hani Tlosa Hayom, 3 times in the day. Right. Rashi says, look at this last Rashi. 3 sudos in the day, leminyan shalosh sudos ba. To tell you the number of sudos it comes. What did this Rashi for? What's Rashi telling me that the Gemara didn't tell me? Says, not me, I didn't say this, says the Shla, Rashi's telling you that shalosh sudos is a da'oraisa. That's what Rashi's telling you. Right? Leminyan shalosh sudos ba. It's to tell you the number of 3 sudos. It's a daraisa. I didn't think that. All those things about Shabbos are not lechemishnah, not daraisa. It's remez. What if you don't have lechemishnah? What happens if you don't have lechemishnah? You mevatel a mitzvah daraisa. You don't wear a tefillin, you mevatel a mitzvah daraisa. You don't bench, you mevatel a mitzvah daraisa. What happens if you don't have lechemishnah? You don't mevatel a daraisa. You don't need shalosh sudos. Mevatel daraisa? Says the Shlach. Rashi says, yeah. Now Rashi didn't say that. But Rashi said something. We don't know what he meant. Obviously, that's what he meant. And very interesting. Okay. Okay. All three. Shalosh sudos is the tricky one because shalosh sudos, we're going to see, it's not the same as the other ones. You don't need lecha mishnah by shalosh sudos. You don't need that. You don't even have to have bread, according to some.
You don't have to.
There's no kiddush. We're going to see now in a few minutes. This is the shalosh sudos. This is daf. The whole daf. Not the whole daf. A lot of the daf is now about shalosh sudos. The beginning, especially the beginning. So Reb Chinuka held it's 4 meals, 1 by night and 3 by day. Rabbanan Savri, Bahadi de Urta. It includes the night meal. Okay. Now, even though, why should the night meal be different than the day meal? In other words, during the week I also eat a night meal, right? The answer is, you get schar for eating on Shabbos. You get schar. You're eating dinner anyway. Who doesn't eat dinner? Nobody misses dinner. Nobody misses lunch. Every day you eat that. But on Shabbos you get a mitzvah. That's why Hashem told you this. Do this on Shabbat. You're doing it anyway. Get a mitzvah for it. It's called Averis for Dummies. Things you could do, right? They have a book, right? Gal for Dummies. Averis for Dummies. You want to know which Averis, how to be foolish? Not eating Shalosh Sudos is stupid. Not eating? Who doesn't want to eat? You got a mitzvah. Who doesn't want to do that? Such a foolish thing. What's the taiva? Not take Shalosh Sudos. What's the taiva? You can't think of something. It's amazing. People don't do it. after today's daf, you're gonna have a lot of soul searching because there's no reason not to do it. Namish, no reason.
It's a problem in the winter.
It's a challenge. I'm not saying it that. We're gonna see. You don't have to wash. The Mishnah Berurah is gonna say it's better too. But if you don't, you're mekayim your mitzvah of shalosh shudas. Is it with every hiddur? No, we don't do a lot of things with every hiddur. Okay, at least to eat something. Okay, now, Tanan, Nafla Deleika Belel Shabbos. The Mishnah said a fire broke out on Friday night. Now, when did it break out? Matzilin Muzan Gimel Sudus. You could say three meals. My lav Delo Achal. Doesn't it mean you didn't eat dinner yet? So Chiddik is wrong. Chiddik said four meals. I didn't eat dinner yet. I should be saving four meals. So Gemara says, no, Lo Dachal, you already ate dinner. So Chiddik could be right. B'shachris, and Shachris time, the Mishnah said, Matzil Mazon Shtei Sudos, save two. My lav doesn't mean the Lo Achal. Reb Chiddik is wrong. Lo, the answer is the Achal. No, you ate already breakfast, whatever that meal is called. So there's two more to go. But Mincha, what about Mincha time? It said Matzil Mazon Sud Achas. You save one meal. My lav doesn't mean the Lo Achal. Right? That you didn't eat Shal Shudas yet? Lo, the achal, you ate already shalosh shudas. And what's this? This is the fourth meal that Reb Chiddik is talking about. So it's not a raya Reb Chiddik is wrong. Not a raya at all.
But the fourth meal on Shabbos?
On Shabbos. Right? Now, it sounds like this. One more line. That Reb Yossi said you always save three. Michlal, the Tanakama, Gimel Sfirole. The Tanakama also held that. So Reb Chiddik can't be right. Eli, you're right. Machbarat, Machzis, and the local Reb Chiddika. The Mishnah can't be Reb Chiddika. Reb Chiddika is a Tana. I haven't heard of him that often. He can argue on the Mishnah, but the Mishnah can't be like him. Because the Mishnah only says three. Okay? Now, says Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Mashma, Mikan Mashma, the top one. This Manachila Shlishis Peshabbos. He meant a mincha v'lamayla. When should you eat shalosh shudas? It sounds like after mincha, because it's at a mincha time. You save one meal. What one meal? Shalosh shudas. Yeah, but eat shalosh shudas at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's mashma that you shouldn't do that, right? V'loka osa shemas chilin through the shachris u'mavarchin b'intayim. Not like those people that make the meal a big meal. They break it up in the middle. They'll branch and then they'll eat again. Not like that. However, you should just know that the Rambam brings down they have issues eating shalosh shudas during shkia because there's a Kabbalistic idea. Rambam brings down the halacha. There's a Kabbalistic idea not to drink water during the tekufa. That's when the neshamas are going back to Gehenna. You shouldn't drink water then. So it's hard to. But it means a meal. You know, eating and eating. And this is brought down in the Rambam. So. He does say that. He only says about drinking water. So you can eat and not drink water. I mean, it's a funny thing. I can't drink water because the Rebbeinu Tam held, don't eat shalosh shudas between mincha and ma'ariv. So whatever you do, you have someone to rely on. If you want to eat shalosh shudas earlier, especially in the summer, if you want to do that, you have who to rely on. Because Rebbeinu Tam said, don't do that. Don't eat that then. That's
it. It's very common to eat shalosh shudas. They got them very early. Shachos, they eat very early lunch.
Not between the chamayrav.
Right.
That's right. Umi umehadam rinu b'psachim b'perek kama. We have in Psachim it says like this: Yodal shechalios b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so you can't eat bread after 10 o'clock in the morning. You can't eat matzah either. What do you do? So the Gemara says, "Meshayim mazon shtei sudos." So you're gonna have to break up your meal. Ein raya midein meshayim mazon gimel sudos. There's no rye over there. It doesn't say you have to leave over three meals. What do you do over there? She'ein lasos beis suda shachris, dokivin sha ochel hakol shachris, choshev kisuda achas. It's like one long suda. Not sure what he means by this. Va'od, omari, she'esh kan iser bracha she'en atzricha. It's a bracha she'en atzricha. Rabbi Yashav says that. Rabbi Yashav says, you shouldn't bench. And the second you finish benching, oh, bracha to shakon levar. What'd you do that for? Why'd you do that? Why'd you bench a second later to make... If you didn't have in mind, okay. But if you're sitting and, you know, in the meals, schlepping, let's bench. All right, I will bench. Oh, have a cup of water. Oh, they brought out the cake. Why are you doing that? It's a bracha shein tzricha. So why are you benching the washing a second later? So, right? Kedarminan beperek bolo. Gabe ubaasar bachumash apakudim. The Amar v'nesi sefer Torah achuisi v'nikri. They used to bring two sefer Torah just to make more brachas than the second sefer Torah. What are you doing? That's how we make kaddish in the middle. Right? We break it up. We make a bracha anyway on everything. But then they didn't. The Kohen Gadol didn't do that. So there's a complicated issue over there in Yuma on Yom Kippur, why they would bring two Torahs. Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, but made bracha shen tzmicha. Shouldn't do that. Shouldn't do that. Right, that's the story. Of course, the Rajba and the Ran argue, and they hold, no, you don't have to eat chalshu to mincha mayriv. You don't have to do that. As long as you break up the meal so that it's not a bracha she'en tzricha. How long is that? It's a machlokas, of course. It's anywhere from, I don't know, enough where you say, you know what? A half hour is for sure enough. Some say even less. Some say even 15 minutes. I think it brings down over there in that Dershi Mishnah Berurah, even less than that. Even 12 minutes, 10 minutes, even 10 minutes. Now I can have a cup of water. Why? Not a bracha she'en. What do you mean? I have to wait 10 minutes? I couldn't bench now. You can bench. What it means is right away, a minute later. Okay. You're not supposed to, because why do you do that? It's called a bracha she'ena tzricha.
Well, maybe you want to go to the next room.
Okay, so then you should wait a few minutes. You should wait a few minutes. You should wait a few minutes to break up the, you know what? Now I'm thirsty again. You're allowed to be thirsty. You're allowed to. You're allowed to be hungry also. You're allowed to even want, even if you're not hungry. Everyone has room for dessert. So if you want to bench and then have dessert afterwards, you should wait a few minutes. Keep on yenting and then make the bracha. There's an idea of bracha shein tzricha. To make a bracha, you don't really need to make a bracha. Now, what can you eat for shalosh shudas? It's also machlokas. Some say you have to wash. Some say mine targima, which is maybe meat, fish, things that are substantial, and then others even say peiros. That's already the hierarchy of cheshivas is washing. Below that is meat, fish, maybe rice, a potato, all these kinds of things, and then below that is, let's say, an apple. So that's the lowest. So the Shulchan Aruch says svar rishona ikar. These are his exact words. The washing is the right one. Where am I? Shetzarach lasos papas ela im kein hu soveya biyoser. Unless your mom is stuffed. Okay? Mishnah Berurah says, according to everybody, mitzvah ben amuvchar is to wash. Okay? That's the best thing to do. Why not? So okay, I'm not. So there is a taz that says that Torah can be the equivalent of shalosh shudas. It's a taz. I can't argue with the taz. It's greater than me, but that's not the accepted really custom in Klal Yisrael every single week. Once in a blue moon, you have to be somewhere and there's a shear. Okay. But that's your, every week you do that, okay, you can rely on the Taz. I don't think we rely on every Taz out there, but okay, it's not for me to, I'm not here to criticize people, it's all good, do whatever they want. But if you're doing nothing anyway, you should make each halal shudas. By the way, we're going to see a very beautiful thing in a few minutes about that also. Okay, now we can go on. Vadit nan, the Mishnah says, Mishim mazon shtei sudos, lo yitol min atamchui. If someone has enough for two meals, he can't go to the tzedakah box. Tamchui means a tzedakah. He asked him up for two meals. He shouldn't be going for charity. Mazon arba asar lo yutim in a kupa. And if you have enough for 14 meals, you can't even take from the kupa. The kupa was something that was, one was for any ani, and one was for the only ani ha'ir. So if you have two meals, you can't get from this one. If you have 14 meals already in your closet, you can't get from the other one. One second. What about shal shudas? Mani, who said this? Lo rabbanon v'lo rabchinaka. Irabanan, if it's the Rabbanan, Chamesha Havi, you should have 15 meals. Shal Shudas. Irab Chirika, Shis Shari Havi, you should have 16. You need two for Shabbos, 284. So why does the Mishnah say the Mishnah in Peah? You don't have enough money for two. You don't even have enough money. You have enough money for two meals.
I don't get the 15 or 16. Two is the problem. Very obviously, we need three or four. Two doesn't equal. What's the problem? 15 or 16?
We'll get to two. What do you mean? What about Shabbos? You have enough for 14 meals, which is a week's food.
Two every day.
So two every day.
That's Sunday.
It's the same question. So la'ol rabbanon d'minalei my debois lemechal ba'afke shabsa, right? What the meal you're going to eat the meal you're going to eat on Matzah Shabbos, achle b'Shabbosa, eat it on Shabbos. In other words, you have 2 meals for Shabbos, right? You have 2 meals a day. Did I say this right?
Yeah, and the morning meal and
have
the evening.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, shahrei tochlena samach le'erev. I'm sorry. I'm Rashi. Ochle b'shabsa. Shari tochlena samach le'erev. V'lo yitzitzarech lechol b'layla. Afag after meaning l'kaman. Lo yitzitzarech lechol b'layla. Afag after meaning l'kaman. Lo yitzitzarech lechol b'layla. So you're not eating Matzah Shabbos' meal at all. You're eating it on Shabbos to get the third meal in on Shabbos. What about Malav Malka? Says Rashi. That's only if you have it. Malav Malka, you don't have to go begging around for Malav Malka. So that's only hani mili lamanda efshali. If you have it, the shalosh, we didn't even talk about Malav Malka. If you have it, the excellent line, very beautiful, fantastic. If you don't have it, you don't have to go. You're not going to get the tamchu is not giving out for Malav Malka. So you'll have the extra meal you eat Matzah Shabbos. Eat it on Shabbos.
Is a problem going to
it's exactly, and it's a problem according to everyone else.
Why? If you Sunday morning you have 2 meals. If you're saying Shabbos, you have to have 3 meals, 2 meals a day, 7 times. So
that's right.
So what's the problem if you hold 3 meals on Shabbos? You have 2 on Friday, 2 on Shabbos, that's 14.
You just have 3 on Shabbos.
Right. Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon.
That's right. And what about Shabbos night? What about dinner? So the answer is don't eat dinner, eat Shabbos early. Now, later Rabbanan Hevel or Reb Chidika, so that's the Rabbanan, right? Now Reb Chidika. So I feel the Reb Chidika. No, what you were going to eat on Friday, don't eat Friday afternoon at all. And save the Friday meal for Friday night, so you have an extra meal. So the Gemara says, for Kula Yom and Demali Shabsa, the Tainisim was Vinali? What, a guy should fast on Fridays? Is that what you want for the guy to do?
Both the meals on Friday and on Shabbos.
Exactly. Is that what you expect the guy to do? Elohani, Elohamani, Rabbi Akiva. It must be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is going to hold Amar. Asei Shabbat Chachol. Rather, make Shabbos like a weekday. Al Tzitzarech Lebrios. Don't bother people. In other words, if it's a funny thing, if you don't have anything, you have nothing. You don't have one nickel for Shabbos. You come to the food bank and eat for food for Shabbos. They'll give you 3 meals. But if you have enough for two, you're not getting Shal Shudas. That's another reason why Shal Shudas is in a lower Madrega. You have enough, Rabbi Kiva said, you have enough for two, don't bother anybody. Let it go. Okay? Now, for Hadid Nan, it said in Pei over there, Ein Pochsin L'Oni, over Mimokom L'Mokom, Mikika B'Punyon, Midalat Sin B'Sela. In other words, that's the minimum shear of Tzedakah that we give you. We give you, where is it? A guy's traveling, Oni's traveling, we give him kikar bepundion, a kikar that cost a pundion, midalat saw besela, when 4 saw equals a sela. That's the shear we give you. Now, Lon, if he stays overnight, the Oni, nos din lo parnasas lina. We give him over parnasas lina, which is we give him breakfast too. Vim Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, nos din lo mazon gimel sudos. We give him shalshinus too. So Lema Rabbanan he v'lo Rav Chidika, right? Maybe this is a Rabbanan, not Rav Chidika. Didn't Rabbi Akiva just say a second ago that we don't give you Shalosh Shudas? That's only if you have 2 meals. But if you don't have anything, it's a funny thing. If you don't have anything, then we give you 3 meals. A funny halacha. Anyway, no, lo Rav Chidika. Ki go on to Ikasud de Bahadei. No, you had 1 meal with you. You brought a meal with you. Darmin and Lay, ha de Ika Bahadach Achla. You have a meal with you? Good. You hold Rav Chidika, right? V'chiyazal bereikon azal, and what about when he leaves? The answer is demavlin ve'suda b'hadei. So we give him another suda on his journey out. My parnasas lina. What does that mean? Parnassus Lina, Amr of Pepa, Amr of Papa, Puria Ubeis Hadja, a bed, a place to sleep, and also a clothing. Fine, very good.
Pillows,
fine. Tana Rabbanan, Ka'arvus Shalchav and Arvis, another halacha, the plates you used Friday night, Madichin Lechav and Shachvis, you could wash them, see them for Shabbos morning meal. Shachvis, Madichin Lechav and Matarayim. The Shachvis of dishes, you could wash for afternoon meal. Betzarayim, Madichin Lechav and Mincha. Then the Mincha, the afternoon meal, you can leave for Shalosh Shuddis. Same, the dishes. Minimincha Ve'elech Shuvein Madiach. But from Mincha and on, that already you shouldn't wash them, because you don't need them now. They're preparing for after Shabbos. Avokosos vitkitonios, vitzuluchios, but cups and different kinds of drinking utensils, cups and different kinds of cups, madiach v'holech kol yom kulo. You can always wash them. You know why? L'fisha'en keva l'shtia. Because there's no set time for drinking, says the Gemara. There's no set time for drinking. So nobody sits down for a meal 20 minutes after the Eichal Shuddos. Nobody does that. Right? Nobody does that. Nobody sits down for a meal at random times. Right? The Gemara's time, there was no such thing as a snack. Maybe there was. I don't want to say there wasn't. But there was no such thing as a random meal. Well, let's eat a meal now. Let's set the table. I already put the dishes away. I can't wash the dishes. But for drinking, there's no such rule like that. Why? Ein keva l'shtia. Says Tosfos on the bottom over here. From here you see that if a guy is mekabel a tainis, he daven mincha, he daven ma'ariv, he goes home, he eats dinner. He says, you know what? I'm the mitainis tomorrow. Now, once he says it, he's not going to eat anymore. Tainis doesn't start until the morning. So why can't you have a late night snack before you go to sleep? Well, once you mekabel tainis, you can't eat anymore. Why not? Because already food is already out of your mind. Says Tosfos, but drinking you can. Why? Because Gemara says, Ein Kevel Ashtia. Then on the bottom Tosfos, he says, the Ein Ri Rotu Lahakal Kolkach. He didn't want to be makel on that. Because Kivin Shalom Nizik Abahed Yabashas Shalonu. It doesn't say that straight out like that. That's a little bit of a stretch, no? Since there's no Ashtia, there's no Kev, what it means is if you wash the cup, after you drink, you can wash the cup. Why? Because I might want to have a drink later. Not a dirty cup sitting around, I'll wash the cup. Most of the time, Ein Ashtia, Ein Kevel, there's no set time. Meals? No one's eating meals not at random times. Drinking? Yes. So the cup you can wash, the drinking you can't wash. What about the tainus issue? So it's just, you know, conjure that up out of thin air? Well, therefore, if you can see the tainus. So the balance is, I don't want to hold like that because it doesn't really say that straight out. Okay. Good. Amar Mishurim ben Pazi, Amar Mishurim ben Levi, Mishur bar Kapara. Call him Mekayim Shalosh Sudos. If anyone's Mekayim Shalosh Shalosh Sudos, Nichol Mishalosh Peronios. You're saved from three Peronios. What does it mean, call him a Kayim Shalosh Sudos? Shouldn't it say, call a Ochel Shalosh Sudos? What's Mekayim? Funny word. The answer is, because who doesn't want to eat? Eating Shalosh Sudos is not special. Making Shalosh Sudos special is special. Not eating it. Everyone eats dinner every night of the week. Shabbos is different. You have to be Mekayim the meal. Such a good vart, no? You have to be Mekayim the meal. You have to make the meal special. Eating? Who doesn't want to eat? Exactly. Exactly. It's for my neshama. I'll say it like that. But I'm being mekayim for the spiritual part of it. Eating? It's gevaldik. Who doesn't enjoy challenge? Who doesn't? It's hard to find. Some people don't, but okay. Most people do. Right? Why? Because it's kishmak. So who doesn't want to do that? That's eating. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you have to be mekayim it. You mekayim three meals, you're zochet to all this. What are you zochet to? Mi chevel shal Mashiach, Medina shal Gehenim, Malchemes Gog u'Magog. What do those three have to do with Shalosh Shuddos? So Friday night, the it's connected to the davening of Shabbos. There are three tefillas. Friday night we say, what do we say Friday night? We say Ata Kidashta. What's Ata Kidashta? That's a reference to the first Shabbos of the world, when Hashem created the world. Yismach Moshe is a reference to Kabbalah HaTorah, which took place on a Shabbos. And the next one, Ato Echad, we say by Mincha, is a reference to the future, when Hashem is going to be Echad, and everyone's going to realize that. That's going to happen in the future. So, what do we have over here? We have three things. We have Mashiach. Mashiach is a Keneged Shabbos of Bereshis, the first Shabbos of the year. How that is, I'm not sure, because it was already built into the world. Two is Shal Gehenim. And then three is Becheves Gog Gomogog, which is the future, and Gehenna must be Shabbos on Shabbos and Matan Torah. Torah says it's from Gehenna. That's the best I can come up with. I didn't say this. The Marsha said that. Okay? Otherwise, what's the connection between eating three meals, even when I'm saying Frum, Yimakayim three meals, right, the Frum way, and it's connected these three things. What do these things have to do with Shabbos? Random three things with random three things. Okay. Yom, same yoms. Medina shall get him ksiv hacha yom. Uksiv hasam yom evro yom ahu. Get him the bad day. Mechemes go gomolo ksiv hacha yom. Uksiv hasam ba yom ba go. Fine. Next. Amr Yochanan Mishim Yosi. Call him Anegas Shabbos. If anyone keeps Shabbos, Anegas Shabbos, he enjoys Shabbos. People enjoy Shabbos, right? Noslo nachla bali mitzarim. You will have a nachla without boundaries, right? You will have a nachla without boundaries. Why? What's the midi connected midi here? So the Beis Yosef says, everyone heard this phrase? The money you make is determined Rosh Hashanah, but not the money you spend on Shabbos. There's no boundaries for it. It's without boundaries. It's endless. Never. It's not a part of the cheshbon of how much you make in a year. Not bad. Pretty good. Okay. Shneimar oz tanig. Oz tanig al Hashem veher kivizicha abomasi eretz ba'achlitzcha nachlas Yaakov avicha loka Avram shekasebo komas alech ba'eretz la'arba, not like Avram loki yitzcha shekasebo kilchazar chatenes kol aretz Israel, like they were finite, this land el Yaakov shekasebo, it says prats the yom of Akeinu, it's the phone of Vanegba, it's going to be just bursting forth like almost no end. Okay. Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak Amar. He told me Shibud Goliath. You're going to be safe from the Shibud Goliath, from exile. Okay. Amar Yehuda Marav. Kol Anegas Shabbos. No Shalom Mishael's Libo. You keep Shabbos right. You're Anegas Shabbos. You get all your tefillos answered. Shneimar V'Anegas Al Hashem. V'Tel Lachah Mishael's Libecha. Oneg Ze Enidei Mahu. What is Oneg? Kishomer V'Kartel Shabbos Oneg. Havi Omer Ze Oneg Shabbos. Right. Okay. With what are you ma'aneg Shabbos? How are you ma'aneg Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda Breid of Shmuel bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Amar Betav Shal Traden with beets, or V'dagim Gdolim Roshei Shumin, these kinds of things. Says Rashi, an amazing Levart. Rashi says all the way on top, third one. Chashuvim Hayu Lohem. That's what they liked. You don't have to eat that on Shabbos if you don't like it. That's what they liked. Unbelievable Rashi. That's what they liked. What do you like? Whatever you like, go buy it for Shabbos. Right? That's what they liked. It's unbelievable, Rashi. Such a true, right? And the Mishnah Berurah says, Kol makom umakom ya'angenem ha'chalem ha'mavakshim ha'chashuvim lahem oneg. You buy what you like. Right? Based on this Rashi. Okay? But then he does say that who doesn't like wine and who doesn't like meat? Everyone likes that. Almost everyone likes good wine, and almost everyone likes good meat. Right? You want to have some dessert or something that you like it, or some candy, some nuts or something, it's all good. But if you want to be safe, wine and meat is a good bet. Right? Okay. Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Avil Dvar Muat, L'Kavod Shabbos. Even a small thing. You can't afford some fancy wine every Shabbos and fancy meat every Shabbos. You're not that kind of, you don't have that kind of pay grade. That's fine. Even a small thing. Asahareza Oneg. Even if you do it. Mahi, what does that mean? I'm a papa. Karsa Daharsana. Even herring. Even small fish. That's salty. That's tasty. That's also good. You don't have to buy a $50 bottle of wine every Shabbos. You don't have to do that. If you can and you enjoy it, it's great. It's a hitter. You don't have to. But something for Shabbos you should do. Amar Chiya Bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan, Kol Mishamer Shabbos Kilchaso. If someone keeps Shabbos correctly, Afilu Oved Avodah Zarah Kedor Enosh. Even if you worship Avodah Zarah like the jar of Enosh, Mochlan Lo, you get forgiven. Why did you pick Enosh? So the Prisha says Enosh didn't do it on purpose. Rambam says Enosh, it was an intermediary between Hashem. That kind of Avodah Zarah you get forgiven to keep Shabbos. Not Mazed. Not the Mazed. What kind of thing is that? The Ovid Mazed, but Shabbos I'll keep, because the Shabbos is good. I like Shalit, so I'll keep Shabbos too. Okay, so I don't go on my phone on Shabbos, I'll live. That doesn't count. It's talking about someone who's a B'shogeg, like Enosh was B'shogeg. B'shogeg, whatever you want to call it, wasn't b'mezid. He was doing it to get close to Hashem. That's what the Rambam says. And then it snowballed out of control, and people became worship idols. So off. You know what the Rambam says. And instead, I serve God, let me serve God's servants. Right? If you serve God's servants, it's an extension of God's. I'll serve the sun, I'll serve the moon. The extension of God. He did it l'shem Shemayim. Now, it was a mistake. But that's not b'mezid. That kind of avodah zarah, Shabbos forgives you. Shenemar Ashri Enosh, Yaseh Zos, Michallo, Altik Michallo, Ella, Machol, Lo. Fine. Amr Yehuda, Amar Rav, El Mole Shamu Yisrael Shabbos Mishona, had they kept the first Shabbos, Lo Shalta Ben Umav Loshon. Nobody would have bothered them. Shenemar, Vahi B'yom HaShvi, Yotza Mela'am Wulkot, Uksiv Basfev Yavo Amalek. They botched up the first Shabbos, they already got problems at Amalek. Amr B'yochanan Mishamashim Ben Yechoy, if we keep only two Shabbases, miyad nigalin, we'd be redeemed right away. Shemar, like it says, komar Hashem l'sarisim asher yishmet shabsosai uksiv basfev avihozim halar kachi. Right? Doesn't the song say just one Shabbos? Right? We're about to say that, right? So you're saying Mordechai David argues on the Gemara? No. The answer is that the Yerushalmi and the Zohar and the Mitzvah Eitzan bring down. The Geirus is wrong, and it's one Shabbos. And in Yerushalmi, it's one Shabbos, and in the Zohar, it's one Shabbos. And our Gemara says two, and it's a Geirus mistake. So, you want to hold from the Geirus mistake, you have a little bit, why? I know, right? So he says over here, I underlined it, the Geirus is Shabbos Achas Kitikuna, one Shabbos correctly. And the Zohar says it, and the Kolbo says it, and it says Vayechulu in the pasuk of Vayechulu Hashem v'chalas Asher. It says the word Asher three times, and in the first pasuk of Parshas Chukas, which is this week, it says over at the Shabbos table. First pasuk of Parshas Chukas, it says the word Asher three times, right? That they're the same thing. Shabbos and Paraduma have a connection, right? Just like Paraduma is mechaper you. So too Shabbos is mechaper you, right? Only one paraduma. So it's got to be sprinkled. That's all you need. So too, only one Shabbos. And then he writes, the mitzvah eitzim talking, kach matzasi. That's what I have found. And that's why the song is only one Shabbos. All you got to do is one Shabbos. Hell if I one Shabbos, right?
Yeah. Listen,
yeah.
Is literally?
I don't know. Armor Biosi.
The Altschule is saying it's exactly the opposite. It says that one Shabbos can't be perfect because it doesn't have the benefit of the previous Shabbos.
So you need two Shabbos for a track record.
No.
Okay. Mamish against the Zohar, against the song. Right? Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Yichelki. Yichelki me'ochle shalosh turus b'Shabbos. My portion should be among those that keep shalosh turus. Right? What does that mean? Right? So what do you mean by that? The Zemarsha says he's going to mention a whole bunch of things now which people don't take so seriously, and he's getting mizaris them. I want to be with those guys that sit shal shudas. Some guys go learn, some guys do nothing. I want to be with the shal shudas people. That's why he said it, to be mizaris them, because people don't take it. Oh, we had a whole list of things that people don't take seriously, or that people do wrong, whatever. So Rabbi Yossi was saying, I'm not giving Musar. I wish I could be like one of those people. You know, in that kind of way, to be Mizari's people. That's what the Marsha says. Yeah. One second. Then another pshat he says is he was trying to say that we don't hold like Reb Chidika. You don't have to have four meals. You don't even have to be machmir like Reb Chidika. You don't have to do that. Three meals is all I need. Three meals, I want to be with those people. I'm not machmir, I'm not, no chumras, not out there, you know. We're three meals. That's the conventional opinion. I'm good with that. Not being a machmir, says Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Yechelki mi gomri halal b'chol yom. I want to be with those people that say halal every day. I should do. Ain't that true? From our mara, kore halal b'chol yom reza mechari from Megadif. What do you mean? You can't say halal every day. Rashi says on top. Because Shenevim Harishonim Tiknu Lomar Per Proklam LeShabbos the Hodaya and the special things we should say on Shabbos. Kedamrina BaAri Psachim V'Zeh Akari Tamid Below Ata Eina Ella Mizmar Shir Umislotzeitz. You're like you're doing the thing wrong. You're doing, you're not, it's not right to say halal every day. That's not right. The Maaseh Vitri says, it doesn't mean every day bedafka. It doesn't mean every day, but it means yishalo b'zmano. Okay, so...
Just yeah. Basic level, why can't... Thank you, Hashem, for everything you do every day. What's wrong with
it? What?
I say halal.
I understand. So keep to the text. Huh? Keep to the text. Ki kamrinon b'psukin d'zimra. No, he was talking about p'suki d'zimra, which is, and then the explain what it means. It's one of the halalukas, kuf mem ches, one of the halalukas, and kuf nun, the last haluka. That's what I meant every day. We say that every day. Amar b'yosi, yechalkim v'mispal v'mdume chama. I want to be with those people who daven v'sikim. Amar b'chia bar abba, Amar b'yochanan, mitzvah l'spal v'mdume chama. It's a right thing to do. Amar b'zeira, my kara, what is it, what's the pasuk? Yeruchim shemesh l'fnei yereach dor dorim. I want to be with those people who die from stomach aches. Most tzaddikim die from stomach aches. Why do they die from stomach aches? So Tosfos on top, Pirsh Bekuntritz, Lamarik Avanoseim. It cleanses you. Because Yisurim is something that is a kapara for you, Yisurim. V'ri Amar no yesh, ki yesh medrish, Lamarik Achila min ha'amayayim, to get the food out of you, Leos Nikiim v'tohorim k'malachi hasharis. You should be like an angel. Sometimes Tosfos is so halachic, and then sometimes he's so esoteric and so spiritual and so kabbalistic. Right, the reason why you should be like an angel, so kabbalistic. Amar Biosi yichelki mimesi baderech mitzvah. I should be among those that mekai in the mitzvah of mesi mitzvah, or you die in the way. I don't remember. What does that mean?
No, die in the
doing a mitzvah. Fine. For Yossi, Yilchalki Machnise Shabbos B'Tiveria, Mimotah Shabbos B'Tzipori. I should be among those who keep Shabbos in Tiveria and Mimotah Shabbos in Tzipori. What does that mean? So what the Mepharshim explain, what that means is, he's keeping Shabbos later. Not the first second running of Shabbos, out of the first Meir of everything, the first earliest. No, I didn't do that. I was in Meir of everyone to support, which is the mountain was different, so it was like the Shabbos was longer. That's what I did. I want to be the first person to finish Shabbos always. From Rabbi Yossi, Yechalkim Moshe Beis HaMedrash, I should be the ones who sit in the Beis HaMedrash, V'lo Ma'amide Beis HaMedrash, not the ones who stand in the Beis HaMedrash. Rashi says it means, you're the guy who gets people to learn every day. Here. Chazonim Ma'asvei Talmidim B'chol Yom Lavo. I'm the one who gets people to come. I'm not the guy, M'monim L'eis Ha'ochel L'amegia Eiz L'umod V'lecho. I'm not the guy who says, okay, it's lunchtime now. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the guy who gets people to come. I do the carpool. I get people to come learn. To be the one to say, now stop learning, go eat lunch, I don't want to be that guy. Okay? Amar b'yosi, yichelki b'gabay tzedakah. I want to be the one who collects the tzedakah, v'lo m'machlike tzedakah. I don't want to be the guy who has to give it out. That's a hard job. Who am I giving? How much am I giving this one? I don't want to be that guy. I'll collect it. I'll be in charge of it. That's fine. But to give it out, I don't want that job. From Rabbi Yossi, Yichelki b'misha chashudin oso ve'einbo. I would love to be a guy that they think did something wrong and it wasn't even true, because that's just such a kapara. They think I did something wrong and they don't know what they're talking about, but they suspect me. Let them suspect me. Amr of Papa, with the chashdin, they did that to me. V'lohayibi, but it was nothing. Amr of Yossi, difficult gemara here. Chamesh b'ilos ba'alti. I was with my wife 5 times. V'natati chamisha arazim b'Yisrael, and I have 5 good kids. Uman in who are they? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chalafta Rabbi Yosi. He named them after his father. Rabbi Avtilos Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Right? I have Iker Vardimus. We have another son. No. Hainu Vardimus, Hainu Menachem. It's the same name, the same person, same child. Va'olama v'amay karele Vardimus. Why was he called Vardimus? Shepanov Domin Leverid, because he was good looking like a rose. Remember, Rabbi Yossi Mitzvah's own alokai. What did he say? I was with my wife only 5 times my whole life. I had 5 good kids. No. What does he mean by that? He never was with his wife other times. El ema chamesh beilos baalti vishanisi. No, 5 times. I had more than that too. But I had 5 kids. So what kind of statement is that? Who says that? What kind of thing is that to say?
No, he said he did it twice.
Twice that night.
Yes.
Okay, that's 5 times only.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why is he publicizing that? Like, why is he bragging about that?
No, because that's how you get met. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Amr Biosi, Miyama, my whole life, Lo Karisi L'Ishti Ishti, I never called my wife, Ula Shori Shori, never called my ox, Ela L'Ishti Basi, I called my wife my house, and Lashori Sadai, and I called my ox, I called my field, right? Amar Biosi, Biyom Elonis Takalti, Bimila Shali. I never looked at my Mila. I never even looked there. Amar Aini, is that true? I have Amar Le Rebbe. They said about Rebbe, my time, Karulacha Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I was a Rebbe called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Amar Lahu, Miyom Elonis Takalti, Bimila Shali. I never looked at his Mila. So that Rebbe has that Mila. We don't call Rabbi Yossi HaKadosh, I never heard such a thing. Rebbe they call that. So, but Rebbe, no, Rebbe was a different thing. The Milsa Achritzi Havale, Rebbe had a different thing. He never even put his hands below his belt. That's an unbelievable thing. So if that's true, so, one second. So the Mara, one of the Achronim says, so then why did Rebbe say that? Why are you so special, Rebbe? I never put my hands underneath my belt. I never did that. Why did he say I never looked at my Mila? The answer is, who lived first? Rabbi Yossi lived first. So Rabbi Yossi already did that. Rebbe didn't want to be a bragger. He wanted to be a Balgaiva. So what did he say? Like Rabbi Yossi did, I also do that. Why they call me HaKadosh? I don't know. Go ask the Olam. Don't ask me. I'm a simple Jew. I don't never look at my Mila. He didn't want to say, and I don't even put my hands below him. He didn't want to say that about himself. Because he was wanted to be, I'm not, what do you think? I'm going to brag about what my tzidkus is. No one has to know what I do. No one has to be public. Okay, you want to know why they call me a Kaddish? I'll tell you why. You know why? I did the same thing with Yossi did. Don't look at my Mila. Such an unbelievable fart, no? That's why I never said it about him. Arm of Yossi, miyamai lo, ro, koros, basi, imre, chaluki. The beams of my house never saw my undershirt. Meaning he always got dressed in its this way. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky said about his father, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Binyamin said about Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, I never saw my father in an undershirt. It's an unbelievable statement. I never saw my father in an undershirt. Never saw such a thing. It's an unbelievable statement. Right? Amar Biyosi, miyamai lo avarti al divrei chaverai. Listen to this one. I never went against my friends. Yodeya ani ba'atmi sha'ani kohen. Sha'ani kohen. I'm not a kohen. I know I'm not a kohen. Im omrim li chaveirai olu duchen ani ola. If they told me, go duchen, nu. It's duchening now. Go duchen. I would go up and duchen. Tosfa says, lo yadari ma iser yesh bezar. What's the iser? Yesh bezar olu duchen. Why can't a zar go duchen? Im ola, im lo mishum brach levatala. So don't make the bracha. Shalakahanim omro Torah levar ches Yisrael. What are you saying already? You're saying took him in the Torah. What's the big avera? What's he saying? I'm such a tzaddik. If they told me go duchen, I wouldn't stop. Fine, you want me to duchen? I'll duchen. I'm not a kohen. No, you are a kohen. I'll duchen. What's the big deal? You can't make the bracha. Why can't you duchen? You're saying took him. What's the big deal? So everyone jumps on Tosas. What are you talking about? They thought he's a kohen. He's saying, he's such a humble person. I'm telling him I'm a Kohen? I'm a Kohen. I'm a Duchen? I'll Duchen. Whatever you want. I'm a Chnia to everybody. That's what he was saying. So Tosfos says, what's the big deal? So everyone says, what do you mean, what's the big deal? It's an issue in the Torah. You're not allowed to Duchen if you're not a Kohen. What do you mean, what's the big deal? You're not allowed to do that. I am not allowed to do that. We do it Friday nights, don't we? We bench our kids. It's not 100% sure what's going on here. That's by davening, and it's not by davening. So anyway, the Marsha says, well, if you look at Tosfos carefully, it doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say that he actually duchen. He says, I went up, you want me to stand up there? I'll stand up there. I'm not going to duchen, but I'll stand there. You want me to stand there? I'll stand there. That's a cheap way out. Right? Yeah.
By the way, we also say it's simple beforehand, so we're not...
Right.
It's a different type of bracha.
Then, correct. Tosfos Rosh says, no, Yossi was just meant an exaggeration. You know how machnia I am? You know what humble? You want to tell me to duchen? I'll go duchen zu. We always talk like that. Right? I waited online. I waited for the bus. For 10 years I waited for the bus. 10 years you waited for the bus? No. That's how we talk. He was trying to say, you know what I'll do? I'll leave a duchen for you. That's all. That's all he meant to say. Which is such a practical answer. Right? That's it. People always talk in exaggerated ways. Right? And the third shot is that if you tell me I'm a Kohen, then I'm not, who might argue with you? The Taz says, who might argue? You want to tell me I'm a Kohen? I'm a Kohen. Want me to duchen? I'll duchen. Whatever you say. I don't think so. You tell me different, I'll defer to you. Okay. Okay, almost finished. I never had to say anything and then turn around to see if anybody was listening to what I was saying. Because I never spoke about anybody else. So I never had to do that. It's also an unbelievable statement. Amar Reb Nachman, Teisi li, give me the schar, titiyamti gimel sudos b'shavis. I kept three sudos, I ate shalosh sudos. What do you mean, give me the schar? We don't talk like that. Right? What do you mean, give me the schar? Right? The answer is, that's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, don't be a person who does to get reward, that's not what you should do. So what does it mean, give me the schar? What he means to say is, give me the strength, Hashem, to be like this. In other words, there's a famous statement in the Gemara, if you want to go in a certain path, Hashem lets you go. So I want to go in the right path, I want to go in the Shal Shudas path. Hashem, help me along that path. That's what he means to say. Amar Yehuda, Teisi li dekiyam es iyun tefila. I'm mekayim iyun tefila. Amar Huna b'ed Rav Yeshua, Teisi li gina dalat amos begila rosh. I never walked 4 amos without a yarmulke. Amar Sheshes, Teisi li dekiyam es mitzvah tefillin. I was mekayim mitzvah tefillin. I want to be those people that wear tefillin. Amar Nachman, Teisi li dekiyam es mitzvah tzitzis. I want to be among those people that are mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now the Gemara is going to ask, which one's better, tzitzis or tefillin? We'll do that tomorrow. Cover their head. Something, yeah. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.